أجرتني
يا شريف
يا مهدي
يا ربنا يا ربنا أظهر لنا معالما بالمصطفى والمرتضى وابنيهما والفاطمة يا ربنا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه أجمعين محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another edition of the best of stories and a new fable about the lives of Ahlul Bayt. The poor woman was breathless as she was carrying a bag full of water to her house. A stranger took the bag and carried it for her. Her young children were awaiting mother's arrival. The door opened. They saw that a stranger carrying water entered their house along with the mother. The stranger put the water down and asked her, "It seems that you don't have a husband to bring water. What happened?" "My husband was a soldier. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam sent him to one of the borders and he was killed there. Now here I am with these young children." The stranger did not say anything else. He bent his head down, said farewell, and left. But he didn't forget even for a moment that woman and those children. He couldn't sleep that night. The next day, he carried a bag full of meat, flour, and dates and went to her house. He knocked. "Who is it?" "That servant of God who carried water yesterday. I have brought some food for the children. May Allah be pleased with you. May He judge between me and Ali." The door opened and the stranger entered and said, "I wish to do some good deed if you permit. I shall kneel and bake the bread or babysit." The woman said, "Well, I'm better at baking. Why don't you watch the kids till I finish?" The woman left to prepare the dough. The stranger cooked the meat he had brought and fed it with the dates to the children. As he was putting bites in their mouths, he was saying, "My child, forgive Ali ibn Abi Talib, who had been neglectful of your rights." When the woman had mixed the flour, she called, "O servant of Allah, put the fire on the oven." The stranger put the fire on the oven and brought his face close to the flames. "Feel this fire. This is the punishment of one who neglects orphans and widows." At this time, a woman from the neighborhood walked in and recognized the stranger. She told the woman, "Woe unto you! Do you know who this is? This is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, who is helping you." The woman approached him, "Shame onto me. Please forgive me." Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib said, "I should ask for forgiveness from you. I have neglected your right." And for another edition of the best of stories, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana,
إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد.